On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonasios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
In recent years, there's been a great number of Orthodox-themed movies coming out of Russia and the Balkans. The latest is the Serbian film The Healing. The film tells the story of a monk who retreats to an abandoned hermitage in the Serbian wilderness. As he begins to settle in, elsewhere, a Muslim grandfather and his grandson are making their way to see him. What unfolds is the exploration of a difficult chapter in recent history and what we must do to overcome the heartache of the past. Today I am joined by the film's director, Ivan Jovic, and his wife, Monia, who wrote the screenplay. Firstly, congratulations on The Healing, as it's your first film. But why did you decide to become filmmakers now?
Ja sam se godinama bavio pisanjem, napisao sam nekoliko knjiga. Pisanje u
I've been writing for years. I wrote several books. And writing is a solitary activity. You are left alone with the empty space of white paper with your thoughts. It is quite tiresome. And on the other hand, I wrote scripts, wrote film critique for a few years, and passionately loved film throughout the years. So I felt, in my 40s, that I should finally have a crazy hobby. I've never had one and decided to make movies. Some people go fishing in the wilderness, others go filming in the wilderness, as weird as it sounds. First, I made a few shorts. The short film The Wine Grower also depicts life in an Orthodox monastery. On the way, I discovered my wife's talent for writing good dialogues, and I encouraged her to write her first script. That's how the story of The Healing started. And now we are all healed and prepared for the next project. I enjoy working with the gifted people on the same vision. That is something that work on the film can provide. You are never alone. That creative process that involves different people is unreplaceable. That sort of sharing. So I feel privileged to do that, and I thank dear God every day for it.
And what about yourself, Monia? Being your first script, what did you think of the whole experience?
Well, I guess he said everything. He made me write, and that was one of the best experiences I've ever had. We usually watch a film a day. That's our recipe for years. But I also come from the world of literature. I studied comparative literature, so I'm acquainted with drama in terms of theory. I was surprised that I could write that piece in such a manner, but the most exciting thing wasn't the writing itself. It was when I saw it all coming to life. The first moment I heard actors saying the sentence that I wrote and all of those people acting upon what I wrote, that was one of the most amazing experiences I've had. Of course, we have incredible actors, so that kind of writing is something new that I discovered about myself.
As the owners of a media company, how does your orthodoxy impact your non-spiritual work?
Orthodoxy impacts everything. For me, orthodoxy is not a religion. It is life. It is where you live. It is the way you consider everything. So we are not talking about the impact of the orthodoxy. We are talking of life itself. Well, we just started our little company. It is called Teridem. We just have this idea of working on things that are worth working on. We dream of doing things that matter, of bringing up relevant subjects. And as far as I'm concerned, there are only two things you should deal with in life and in art, anyway. The one is death, and the other is love. That's there all there is to it. So I also think that orthodoxy just becomes the way you think about things.
In the film, we encounter an unnamed monk who carries a great deal of pain in his heart. What exactly is the movie about?
The Healing deals with the importance of forgiveness. All of us, every human being, has something to forgive or something to just let go. So we needed it to be a monk because He cannot wear the robe that he wears if he hasn't forgiven. His vow is not legitimate. In a way, through that process of forgiveness, which is a very painful process for that character, he becomes a fulfilled man. He achieves his inner spiritual potential.
Throughout the 90s, many disputes and conflicts over territory and ethnicity plagued Serbia. As the screenwriter, why did you choose to tell this particular story?
I was personally affected by that disputes, as you called it. I became a refugee as a teenager, and all of my family was affected by that war. So at a pretty young age, I started thinking about, more accurately, I started struggling with it, because it was overwhelming, and sometimes it still is. This story talks about that experience. The pain is always there, you just learn how to cope with it. And that learning is a lifelong process. You find yourself forgiving over and over and over again. And you do that because it is your soul that is in stake. Living with any kind of hatred or with rage, that is death to the soul. We have to fight for our souls. I think that battle is orthodoxy, spiritual warfare for our soul, the one thing everything around you is trying to take away from you, and that is the only thing worth fighting for your soul.
Well, it's really inspiring that this film is based on your own personal experiences, and also shows us the importance of fighting the good fight. Are you hoping through this film to help those still scarred?
Maybe that music, that beautiful chanting of Nektarija Karanci, is the best possible answer to that question. We wanted to show that love isn't sentimental. Love is something that you choose, that you fight for, and you can win that fight. We can see that it means something to the people that watched the film so far. It gives them different perspective. The film touches them and makes them wonder. And I think that is enough. We wanted to make a film that will leave people in silence and make them wonder. That is quite enough.
Upon watching the film, I really enjoyed the beautiful Serbian wilderness. We see the monk walking through rivers, we hear flies buzzing by, and we see tall grass blowing in the wind. Why was there so much emphasis on nature?
I wanted to see the man in space that is inhospitable and yet beautiful. That is what you get with the nature. On one hand, there is nothing more beautiful. On the other, it takes courage to surrender to it. That is what asceticism of any kind is all about. You are not comfortable. You don't eat much. You don't get to be warm as you would like. You work hard in order just to satisfy your basic needs. But you are embraced by that incredible beauty all the time. The morning sun, the river, the wind, that is all yours. And simultaneously, you bring your inner hell to that completely indifferent nature. You are left alone with it. That's what we wanted to show.
The actor who played the monk gave a very heart-wrenching performance. How did he prepare for this role?
Jovo Maksić is an incredible actor, incredibly talented man. And then his father is Orthodox priest, he who talked to his father while preparing for the role. More importantly, Jovo spent 3 years at war. He was even wounded. He has all of that experience from which he could build that role. And I think that he gave us something really exceptional.
You could see that he actually brought all those experiences into his role. It gave it a very authentic feel. As for the film's soundtrack, it was provided by the voice of Nektarija Karanci, one of the world's most renowned Orthodox female chanters. Why did you end up choosing Nektarija?
Ajde.
We heard Nektarija for the first time a couple of years ago, so we were acquainted with her work. But the interesting thing was that the film somehow chose its own way. We tried different sorts of music, had creative meetings with different musicians, and in the end this contemplative, peaceful chant was the only music that remained in the film. The film itself decided. And when we heard that Nektarija knew Father Porphyrios, we just knew that it is done. For both of us, Father Porphyrios is a very important figure. Our entire film crew loves this music. It is so deep, so profound, and it shows our Greek, Byzantine roots. That culture aspect is also very important. And the female voice can be understood as an additional character in the film. Whenever the main character encounters inner struggle, pain, he hears that motherly voice that comforts him. That voice is more than a soundtrack. I think of it as of only female character in the film.
Recently, you won Best Film at the Cindays Festival in Skopje. What now for the healing? And will audiences in the US be able to access it? When's the official date for its release?
Well, the film is being shown on different festivals. We'll have our national premiere in the beginning of next year. We'll try to make film available to as many people as we can, and that is all we can say so far.
Well, I can say I'm definitely looking forward to watching this film again. Are you working on any other feature films now?
We are currently working on a large-scale project called Legacy. It is not just a feature documentary, but also large documentary archives of real-life testimonies. People that have been through the Second World War are talking to us about their experiences. It is very important to remember it, especially now, when we see the fascist ideas are coming to life once more.
It sounds compelling. And finally, what do you think is the most important aspect for filmmakers who want to make a spiritual film?
First, I think that you should have a gift, and that is something that comes from God. Second, you have to be in pain. You need to feel hurt by the world. You have to see clearly that world is an awful place, and that there are so many people in need. And then you have to use your art, in this case the film, in order to overcome that pain, in order to be able to transcend that pain, to make something good out of it.
Thank you, Ivan and Monya, for coming onto the show. Congratulations on the film's success on the festival circuit, and we look forward to seeing what you do next.
We both thank you for inviting us, and do receive warmest regards from Serbia.
I was speaking with the filmmakers of The Healing. To stay up to date with news and the film's release, search The Healing on Facebook and like their page. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, media, and the arts, visit the OFA blog at orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.